It's Monday, 11th of October, and welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Callum, good morning.
Good morning.
The market has moved higher since OPEC met last Monday. Has OPEC done too little?
Well, OPEC Plus, when they met on Monday, agreed to go ahead with their existing plan for a 400,000 barrel per day increase during the course of November. And really, as we discussed last Monday, when we were talking ahead of the OPEC meeting, which happened last Monday afternoon, was that the market looked rather tight and that if they only increased by 400,000 barrels per day, that the market might be disappointed that they hadn't done more. And that really very much exactly what's happened. So Brent has rallied pretty strongly since the meeting. We've got $83.85 per barrel on the screen at the moment. Really, the problem is that the increase looks relatively modest in the light of some of the disruptions that we've seen in the market recently, like Hurricane Ida, which took 1 million barrels per day of production in the US during the course of September. And on the demand side, increasing demand switching from gas due to very high gas prices. I mean, Aramco was saying the other week that, that might already be 500,000 barrels per day just in October. So that alone more than offsets the OPEC Plus latest increase. And of course, we're also getting continuing opening up in the aviation market. So everything pointing towards a tighter market, at least in the short term. And so in that context, it does look as if OPEC Plus have not done enough.
But the market did dip towards the end of last week after comments from Russia.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Russia's deputy energy minister, Sorokin, said that the market was in danger of overheating. He talked about the equilibrium price of oil being about $20 per barrel lower than current prices, so in the $60 per barrel area. And in terms of what OPEC Plus might do about this, he said that it remains flexible. So perhaps in hinting at the possibility of, as some have suggested, that OPEC Plus might need to add quite a lot more ahead of the next meeting, or that they will bring forward some of their future production increases or something like that. Typically, Russia is more concerned about OPEC Plus not producing enough versus Saudi Arabia, that tends to be a bit more hawkish and in favor of holding back output. But certainly, as the market climbs ever higher, OPEC Plus members will start to get more and more concerned about the possibility of that stimulating non-OPEC Plus productions, most particularly U.S. shale. In any case, in terms of what it actually did to the price, I mean, you're absolutely right. It did cause a dip on Thursday, a little below $80 per barrel, but the market recovered. And of course, again, this morning, we're trading at a new three-year high.
And oil is not the only energy market that Russia was commenting on last week.
No, we had extraordinary moves in European gas prices last week, with prices get at one point equivalent to over $200 per barrel. But on Wednesday, Putin himself intervened by promising to help balance the gas market, and that led to prices for this winter pretty much halving from an absolutely spectacular intraday high reached at one point. Having said that, though, that there have been no increase in the gas flows from Russia into Germany, and they're still at only 75% of normal levels. So we wait to see whether Putin's comments followed up by an actual increase in flows of gas.
And so what levels should we look out for in the oil market?
Well, in Brent, the high from September 2018 is really the only thing on the horizon from a technical point of view. That was at $86.74 per barrel. So a little way to go yet. And I suppose in the interim, we've got the psychological $84 per barrel would be the next one. It's also worth noting that US crude WTI has broken $80 per barrel, which is the highest it's traded actually since 2014. So that's a pretty significant milestone there in the US market.
Well, thank you, Callum McPherson, Investec Head of Commodities. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into yet another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you would like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.